have present myself, but in my last year, Mr. Zaidel. We are missing Mr. Greenberg and Mr. Greenwald. Mr. Nugent is also late, but we still have a quorum, so we can begin. So let's begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. I'll make a motion to open a public comment period.
Second
by Ms. Lasker. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. 401. Let the record reflect that Mr. Weaver joined us. If there's anyone that wants to speak in this meeting,
yeah, but it was posted online. I don't have an extra copy.
Okay.
1 second. Does anybody want to speak?
Is anybody going to speak? I know I can fulfill that one, but nobody. Did you want to speak, sir? I don't think anybody else. Is anybody speaking?
This is the same name and address for the record. Yes.
My name is Shimmy.
There we go. Mr. Nugent is also with us. Thank you, Mr. Nugent. Okay, yes, the floor is yours.
My name is Shimmy Piker. I live at 12 Park Cliff, Port Pomona. I'm the Chief of North Rockland Safety Patrol. I submitted 2 permits for a parade for next week, Sunday. And I know that since the last time I submitted, they changed some of the laws, and there's a requirement now that it needs to be 15 days prior. I submitted a little bit later than 15 days, since I was waiting for approval from PD for the timings. And once they approved it, we submitted it right away. So I just want to make sure that the board can make sure that it goes through without any issue with the permits for next week, Sunday.
I did get the applications, but you still didn't send me the proof from the PD approved it.
Verbal plan that we went through is they don't give official.
They didn't need to give the document.
They don't give official document. There's no document that they give for it.
Okay, I mean that's what you wrote up in the law, so that's the only reason why.
Right. So some of the stuff in the laws don't make sense with what.
Which issue? Tell us what issues, Jenna, so we can rectify that.
Okay, it said that I had to have confirmation from PD in the law, and the other thing was that there was only one per day, so I didn't know if maybe. Mm-hmm.
Brian prepared us a law, so the one per day, is that one per day or is it per location?
No, the law actually says that they can't have parades that conflict with one another.
Yeah, they overlap the times.
I think that's read meaning you obviously can't have two parades that are going down the same street crossing each other.
Okay.
They don't conflict with each other, not on the date. I don't know if that's the case here, but
they're actually not really overlapping. We just extended one for 15 minutes. They made one 15 minutes earlier. They're going one after another. PD also doesn't want them to overlap.
Right.
So I just extended the times on the permit.
The same areas?
No, they're in 2 separate areas.
Okay. Yeah, so I think that's really the issue when the code talks about not having a conflicting parade. It doesn't say anything about you can't be on the same day, but you can't conflict with one another. So as long as the PD is satisfied
you're
not in the same area, then the code would prohibit it.
So
15 days.
And are you comfortable with the verbal approval of the PD?
Yeah, the code does allow a waiver, on the notice. There's a reason, whatever, that they get in.
And he told me that.
Yeah, yeah. So that's if the board wants to authorize the clerk and say that, you'll under the circumstances waive the notice period, the board could do that by resolution and authorize Janet to issue it. The decision should be on her, so the board should do a resolution.
What should be the resolution?
One
more thing on the PD.
So the PD, you're comfortable with verbal?
He said he's got a verbal approval of PD. Is that okay?
Well, listen, we can always...
I have it in a text message if that makes anything better. Right?
Yeah, we can always do this resolution and say that it's subject to confirmation. That the police department has, no objection to it.
Okay.
But
want to
yes, but it,
I just have one more question. Sorry to interrupt. What are the fees? I know it talks about them, but I read through the local laws like many times, and it didn't actually say like $100 or whatever. So that was like the only question I had.
Yeah, we usually have it on the fee schedule.
Is it on the fee schedule that we put it on?
No. And like say with like a peddler's permit, I know it's not at all the same thing, but it's $100. So like I didn't.
It's not in. We can't try, but maybe we'll fix it for next night.
So Jenna, can you just take care of it? Put yourself in an OCAD saying that we need to add these things to the fee schedule.
I don't understand. No, but what we should do is I think we should say Brian, like Brian said, we need to have it on our fee schedule. If that's the case, we can vote on it next month.
No, but if you can just make it on
the fee schedule.
Yeah, for next time.
To clarify the conflict, it should be a little bit more clear.
No,
in the code.
Yeah, I know. I just kept reading it.
But the code is to change the law is a different thing. But the fee schedule,
right.
We can update. But Brian, since we don't have it in our current fee schedule, we can't bill it right now.
Yeah, I don't want to just make it up, but I mean, it's probably a nominal fee anyway. You're only really talking about the processing of the application.
What is
not
it?
By police services, we're not, providing any services.
Jenna, what do you think? $50 for a nominal fee?
Yeah, if you guys are fine with that. And then I know I was trying to see if there was a way in IPS or somewhere that we could do like official permit.
We're working on a large, we're actually having a demo this
But I guess I could just type up a sheet.
We're working on a demo
in case somebody asks.
We're working to see with a company an online system to have everything streamlined.
Okay.
But it's complaints, planning, zoning, everything. So I don't want to discuss it until we see it.
Gotcha.
Brian, could we ask the applicant if he's willing to pay that nominal fee of $50 before we have it in the code? Is there okay with that?
You can ask.
Okay, so for application,
we'll do $50 for application.
And we will add it in our next schedule. So
I mean, you could do the resolution tonight.
Okay, so let's make it go ahead. So, Brian, let's do it.
Well, so let's deal with the waiver first. So is it just the
notice?
The notice. Any other issues with that?
Yeah, just the notice that, he already spoke to PD, and then, I can type up something.
And then we'll do a separate resolution.
Yeah,
okay,
that's fine.
So, so the motion which someone could adopt would be, this is the two grades, correct?
Correct.
Right, so the motion would be to, for the village board to authorize the clerk to waive the 14-day notice provision for the two parades at issue, which I think are Haley Drive and
Leighton Town. Both going down locations, Leighton Town. Oak Ridge to Leighton Town,
Right, Oak Ridge to Leighton Town. So for those two parades, the village board would move to waive the notice requirements and allow the parades to go forward, subject to confirmation that the police department has approved.
I'll make the motion.
Seconded by
Mr. Zidell. Any questions? There's nothing. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Four zero one. Now we need to make the motion.
So the next motion which can be adopted would be to set the parade fee and the village code at $50 to be added to the fee schedule.
I'll make the motion.
Seconded by Mr. Zidell. There's no questions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries 401. So Jenna, $50, the applicant has agreed to pay for these two, and moving forward,
we'll set up a standard,
Okay, thank you.
And Jenna, thank you for looking out all the details.
You're welcome. I kept reading through the
Last time it was just like started to be adopted.
Jenna,
nobody
else. Set a precedent, and then,
That's it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Jenna, again, if you can just, is there other things you think the fee table is missing?
You got it.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Shimon. I'll be here all day.
Okay,
yeah, no problem. Thank you. I'm sorry.
No problem.
Nobody else is speaking, right? Anybody? No.
Okay, if there's else, I'll make a motion to close the public comment period.
And a
second. Mr. Greenberg,
in
favor?
Aye.
Okay. 401. Let's move to approval of Treasury reports. Mr. Zidell, can you maybe do the honors for the Treasury report?
Okay, Trustee Ronan Zidell, legal resolution of payment of general fund, claim totaling $106,111. monthly after listing dated April 16, 2024 through May 20, 2024, submitted to board approved subject to individual orders by the Board of Trustees. The payroll of April 19, 2024, May 3rd, 2024, May 17, 2024, as set forth in payroll in the amount of $12,617.93, $12,180.10, and $11,963.99, respectively, are hereby submitted for approval subject to individual audits by the Board of Trustees. Can I get a second by?
Second by Trustee Greenberg. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 5-0. Please, Jenna, please tell Dorinda, our treasurer, we are all very much appreciative.
I will, thank you.
Thank her for her incredible work. Now, next item.
I'll make a motion to approve the village meeting minutes of the village board for April
15, 2024. Second. Second by Mr. Greenberg, all in favor?
Aye.
5-0. Today, the floor is yours. And
please be careful.
Just want to mention, today, I came back after a little bit of not feeling well, so it's great to see him.
Yeah, I was nervous at that cultural center today. I was really nervous. But I heard your wife and your son took care of it when you were out.
Yeah.
That's in the bird school.
Yes.
I'm
sorry for you to get back. I really miss you. Thank God I'm alive.
Yeah. You're alive and you look good.
Report the March tour concert schedule, March 17. Have a great turnout and everyone enjoy the evening. The concert featured the Humming Up Joke Pot. The event was open for live attendees and streamed live via Mr.com. At the placement was served. Thank you to Dr. Dalamata Arta, assisting with the live streaming. The Spring Concert 2024, scheduled for May 4th. Picture of Pomona resident Richard Louis and his group, Tunnelville. There was a return out for the event. The event was open for live attendees and was streamed live via Urumi.com. Live refreshment was served. Thank you again, Dr. Dalamata Arta. The summer 2020 art exhibition, Collective Spirit, the title, is scheduled to open June 2nd. And with an opening reception the following Sunday, June 9th. The proposed budget for the event is $350 for hospitality and $400 for the performance. The exhibition will feature participating artists, Dan Springer, Chris Byrne, Colin Bannerhoek, and Kenneth Byrne. A live music performance will feature a duo with Heather Vocal and a guest performer. Live investment will be served. The event is open for live attendance and will be streamed via YouTube. The show will be on view to August 3rd. Would like to the board to give approval the budget for the hospitality of $350 and $100 for the performance.
I'll make the motion to approve a total of $750 for the summer 2024 art exhibition, $350 for hospitality, and $400 for the performance. Who has a second?
Second. Mr. Greenwald, all in favor?
Aye.
Passes 5-0. No objections. Thank you so much. Good day.
I hope you feel better.
Continue
to help. Thank you so much.
Which brings us to the next issue, this 8A, changing the schedule.
What was the issue?
Jenna, what was exactly the issue with the schedule?
Oh,
change. If we record it, does it make a difference for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Fine.
Right. One more thing. If we change it, do we need to advertise it again? Or do we need to advertise it by the date?
The date. So the one day. The date from the last Monday in August to the second Monday in August, third Monday in August.
Yeah,
okay. So you change it.
Monday.
Do we have to advertise it again? Or?
No, because you're going to post this anyway.
Yes.
You can send a copy, like email us.
Well, you know, we send them, we're just informing you.
Not publishing,
yeah.
Just
publishing.
Okay.
And we're going to try it.
What's the check? What are you doing?
August 19th.
You're available August 19th?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, should be good. Yeah.
Okay.
If that's the case,
we need to make a motion. We need to
I'll make a motion to change the date of the August meeting to August 24. Can I have a second?
Second.
I think we're Mr. Lasker. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passes 5-0. So again, the meeting on August will be August 19th.
There was a resident who didn't realize we do the open public comment period all the way in the beginning, that she was requesting if she could speak for a few minutes.
So, we'll finish the schedule and then, we'll open the public comment again.
We'll open it again.
So, we have a discussion about Second Hand Drive.
We have a letter,
which I believe everybody got the letter.
So we got a letter that I guess the fee was deposited for engineering when they didn't need one. So the building inspector is approving the return of the escrow money.
Mm-hmm.
We can refund without the building department or the engineer approving it. So I'll make a motion to refund the $500 escrow fee to 57 Haley Drive application based on our building inspector's letter. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Greenwald.
Any questions? Bar none. Then all in favor?
5-0.
Okay, let's go back to the issue of the stop sign at High Mountain and Halle Drive, which we discussed in the past.
So what happened was we asked the engineer, it's in the subdivision, original subdivision, it was supposed to be on there, a stop sign. We never finished that road because we were told by residents who are planning on building on the section between East Court and High Mountain. Those plans didn't materialize yet. Apparently, some may come very soon. However, that corner still needs a stop sign. So Martin agrees it needs a stop sign. He reached out to Town of Ramapo, and Town of Ramapo asked them if we can give them a resolution in order for them to install it. So that's why it's lingering back and forth. We have the neighbor, the resident who lives at the corner of Haley and High Mountain, keeps on asking for a stop sign because people just take that turn very fast. So we just have this resolution. If we can approve it, it's similar to the ones we did in the past. So I'll make a motion, if it's okay, to install a stop sign and stop bar at, now therefore be resolved, the Maurice clauses are hereby incorporated by reference as set forth in full herein. Section 2, the Village of Pomona Board of Trustees hereby authorize the Town of Ramapo to complete the work required for a stop sign and sign bar to be placed at the intersections of High Mountain Road and Haley Drive. Section 3, the village mayor is in or his designees hereby authorized and directed to execute all necessary documents as approved by village council with the town of Ramapo for the work to be completed. Section 4, this resolution shall be effective immediately. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by trustee Vidal.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, passes unanimously. Thank you.
So, Jenna, if you can give this document, a scan, to Martin Spence,
mm-hmm.
he will forward it to Town of Ramapo, and they can install it.
You got it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Waiver of OC. Again, everybody got a letter of request from Amatory Capitol Road to waive their OC. This is, if you don't remember, the letter from in your packets from the application of Mr. Wolfson. Anything Brian would like to say?
Yes, I have comments for that, if you don't mind. I reached out to our engineer because obviously we don't want to give any waivers without speaking with the village engineer. They are requesting, since they're a non-for-profit and they're planning on building a house of worship, they're asking if we can give them a waiver. However, giving a full waiver, I don't think the engineer did not advise that's the right thing. The total amount was a large amount. It was, for, I think, for $469,000. So the engineer suggested that we can go down to $300,000 from the $469,000 or $468,000. I'm not exactly sure. So, Jenna, I'll give you a copy. I have the resolution.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
So if the board is okay, we'll just go ahead and bring it down from $460,000 or $470,000 to the $300,000 limit so that the work gets done. I asked Mark if we can go down less. He wasn't so comfortable about it. So apparently there's a lot of work that needs to get done, a lot of site work over there. But he did mention that as the work progresses, he's willing to send us a letter, an update, that we can lower the total as the work progresses. So the faster they do the work, the more the amount can go down as it goes. He did remind me that the last house of worship that came in, we did not get a full waiver for them. So he advised, based on his experience in other places, it's better for the village, for the board to keep a certain amount, depending on the amount of work. So if it's possible, I'll make a motion. The above reads, clause are incorporated therein and set forth in full. Section 2, the village board hereby authorizes the reduction of the security posting requirements for the congregation as identified therein to $300,000, subject to compliance with any and all applicable provisions of the special permit, the village code, and the conditions identified by the village engineer. Section 3, the mayor and the officer, employee, or consultant as directed by the village mayor is hereby authorized to take any and all actions necessary to carry out the provisions of this resolution. Section 4, this resolution shall be effective immediately. Do you have a second?
Second.
Yeah.
Second by
Mr.
Greenberg.
Mark. Who seconded both of them?
Mark. Oh. It was Mark, right? Hold on, pick one. Who are we going with?
Mark refused it. Okay,
Joel got it.
Any questions?
Yes.
No?
Any questions? Who is the last? One second. Mr. Greenwald, Mr. Ledet, any questions?
No questions.
Okay, questions.
Yes. If there's no other questions, aye. Thank you, Mayor. Now, Jenna, what will be the resolution if you can inform the applicant?
Oh, yes.
I know the building department or you or the village just let them know that we approved the fear to lower it so that once you bring that in, they can move forward with their building permits. Because this is part of their planning board special permit application.
Yep.
Thank you. So, is there anything on old business or when it comes to any updates on building and maintenance? Yes, we do.
Okay.
So the good news is, Mr. Mayor, our park is moving forward. Our Burgess Meredith Park is having a beautiful addition as the work from the trustees and the mayor moving forward with this project. There are some concerns. Trustees Idell, as our chief trustee in charge with communication with the residents, somebody complained to him regarding the path that is not so clear over there, and that there's still drainage issues. And I advised him that we are still working on the grant that we received, a separate grant for fixing the drainage. We're hoping to get more money. We still don't know about that part. To fix the drainage in the big field. And regarding the path, Martin Spence said, until the
project isn't over, that the path will look the way it looks, and then they have to fix it. So that's one. We have now currently another park, Secor Park, which has a bid. Jenna, when is the bid closing?
The bid's closing Thursday morning at 10:59.
So who is supposed to be here besides you, Martin?
Me and Brian.
You and
Brian.
Brian from Martin's
office.
Okay. Yep. Make sure this time any FedEx envelopes that come in.
Oh, I know. I don't let them touch the mail anymore.
Yes. After that. Sure any of them come to a different desk, if they're received, we have to open them. So good. Yep. So we have that second project happening. We also got, I saw the mayor was in the news. We were awarded $1 million from the Mike Lawler, from Mr. our current Mike Lawler, for infrastructure upgrades. We still don't have the money, but we were awarded. It's going to be a work together with the town of Ramapo, under the town of Ramapo Highway Department. I know the mayor is in touch with the supervisor, Mr. Speck, and hopefully as soon as we know more clarity of moving on the grant, we will figure out what it will be used. Hopefully it will be used to upgrade the intersection of Camp Hill and 202, turning lanes, updating the traffic light, the traffic system, because that intersection has brought a lot of traffic during rush hours. A lot of times accidents happen because people want to make a turn. So hopefully this is a very expensive project, but hopefully we will embark with hopefully very minimal cost to our taxpayers because of the grants that the village board and the mayor were able to get. So thank you very much. Let me just
take the opportunity, first of all, to thank Congressman Lawler. Without him and his team, that would not have been possible. This is also, of course, thank you to the town of Ramapo. This is, again, a joint collaboration with their all the villages with the town of Ramapo applied together to this federal grant, the appropriation bill, and with that, this work on this intersection is going to be done. Which again, as we all know, multiple accidents every year. Finally, we can compel the state to do it. Just to make it clear, the state is not funding it. This is federal money.
They said it clearly. They said they don't have it on their agenda for the next 10 years.
Yeah. So without
you can do it on your own.
So without the federal money, without the congressman, this would not have happened. So we are indebted to him. And hopefully, as I mentioned in the press conference last week, hopefully next year will be another grant for more work.
More funding.
Through the appropriations bill. So we are continuing to thank Mr. Lawler and his team for the work they're doing in getting us money to improve infrastructure.
I just want to mention two more things. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We also added on our website and in the email blast about reminding the residents if they plan on doing a fire next week, Sunday, for a Jewish holiday, they should come and get a burn permit. It's very important, especially that like this, the fire department and the village knows where a fire may be done and it's done safe. I think Jenna mentioned that one permit came in today already.
Yep.
So that's a good thing. We should encourage everybody that does want to plan on making a fire. And we should remind them also about the noise. The music level should not be after a certain hour due to the restrictions that our code has. So that we added on the website. We also added on the website, we mentioned that we added a bunch of things. The mosquitoes, you can get them. It's called... The county's offering...
They're offering free...
Free
dunks.
Dunks.
Oh, that what it is? Thank you.
To get rid of different things that... What?
I'll tell you what it is.
So, through the county, you can get them, spread them in your backyard.
You put them in like any standing room, like hockey pucks.
It's very effective. It's very effective.
There's another thing we also, Mr. Mayor, if I may add, I just want to tell our website gets constantly updated.
You put bears
in. Also, we had also this Sunday the Grand Fondo New York passed by our village. I want to thank our village engineer who was busy on Friday and this entire week together with the town of Ramapo trying to make sure as many potholes that were in the way of the path of where the bikers, over 5,000 bikers, passed our village this weekend. and we were, from what I understood from PD, there was almost no issues. People were very respectful. People were cheering for the bikers. It's an exciting thing for the village to be able to host this this pass through our village. So that was good. We also reminded our residents about having grass uncut over 9-10 inches. We try to encourage people to cut them, not wait for when it gets too high due to ticks and other stuff. It looks ugly. We also reminded our residents about the beers. The beers are finally back out, and we should encourage them to keep the garbage inside as long as possible. Same thing with speeding in our village, not over 30 miles per hour. Walking with the dog, we should keep them on a leash. We're trying to encourage the residents to keep everything as supposed to. Just one more comment. I just got a call last Friday that next week the garbage will not be picked up on Monday on Memorial Day, and we pushed off the day. So all the villages and the villages and the town of Ramapo, their garbage that is being handled by Rockland Green is actually going to be picked up a day later. So if Monday gets pushed off to Tuesday, it's only Thursday gets pushed off to Friday. And then the cardboard and recycling gets pushed up to Saturday. So we will post it on our website, send out a blast, and we will try to notify the residents as much as possible. I did mention to them that there may be some residents who will not remember that, and they should have, if they see garbage a little bit spilled out, they should gather it together and put it on the truck, because maybe some animal decided to touch it. But we will try to do our best to notify the residents that the garbage, they didn't mention to me in our contract, it's going to be for Memorial Day,
Fourth of July,
Independence Day, the same thing for Labor Day, the same thing for Thanksgiving, and the two that the village was used to is Christmas and New Year's. That we always had, it was pushed off a day, but we have the other four now. I tried arguing with them. They said it's unions and negotiations that they have. They cannot even honor it, even if they want to give it to us. So, and it's in our contract that they do not need a pickup on those dates. So we will have to update that to our residents.
Oh,
so that's all. Well, thank you, Mr. Lasker. I would like just to add that I mentioned some of you privately. With the help of Ms. Antigo, we were able to finalize the grant process that started many years ago, 2017, and we were able to finalize it, and the money, $125,000, is already in our accounts after all these years. So, Jenna, please tell the RIMDA board, myself, Mr. Lasker, and the rest of the board are indebted for our work, and again, finally able to finalize that grant and get that money. So now let's go to trustee periods. Anything for trustee period?
No, just executive session.
Oh, the executive session. Okay.
Trustee period.
Yes. Someone else? Okay.
Trustee period?
Yeah.
Yeah. Over the weekends, I had residents from Emerald and Lady Town complaining that the grass in the side of the road is actually growing.
The brushes?
The brushes. And also, like, bushes are actually coming into the road because there's nowhere to walk. Actually, when the car is coming, there's a lot of blind spots in Lady Town. Usually this time of year, they cut it, but
so, Jenna, this I think...
Yeah, when they come with that truck?
I think it's the town of Ramapo Highway Department. It's not Chris Meredith.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You need to reach out to Town of Highway or NCC Martin about it.
Joe, can you send an email with the location?
Take a picture. No, they know where it is. Layden Town.
Yeah, so all of Layden Town.
But if you can take one picture, so Jenna can send it to Martin and the Town of Ramapo, they'll put it on their schedule. Thank you for bringing that up.
Last year they did it. So.
Yeah, yeah, they did it after we called them.
Oh.
Yeah, I had to call them.
It's on an as-needed, the contract says as-needed basis, so we have to notify them. Thank you for bringing it up.
Is that it? Okay, there's nothing. Jenna, the floor is yours.
I took your comments.
Jenna, any
yes.
Comments?
No, actually, you touched everything that I was going to say. I had things, but you already... brought them up.
The other issues that we can talk to?
Yeah, you guys brought up everything.
Okay, okay.
Mr. Lujan, anything?
Not in public.
Okay, can someone make a motion to open public comment period? You have a second?
I'll second that.
Then Mr. Lasker, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. So everyone speak, please.
Jenna, who wanted to speak?
Yes, you wanted to, or both of you?
Please come up.
It's okay, I can speak loud.
No, but that's where we stand. Thank you. Appreciate it.
First, let me thank all of you for your service to the community. It's greatly appreciated. I'm a long-term resident, and one of the things that I'm concerned about, and I'd like information on, is the rental situation in the community. There are a number of houses in my area, I'm on Tamarack, that are rent, are either going up for rent now, signs rented, or already rented. And I don't know what the regulations are, what they're allowed to do, what they're not allowed to do, what the laws are, how the laws are enforced. But I'm concerned that since there's multiple families in these houses, that perhaps, I don't know, but perhaps, as we see in Spring Valley, they have cooking utensils in different rooms because there's four families in the house. And so they're not all cooking in the same kitchen, so they have different burners in different rooms. I think it could be a fire hazard. I don't know if the village has investigated it or where everybody is at with it, but it's concerning. They are doing, first of all, the people that actually own the house are not really keeping the houses up to the standards of the community. And the people who are living in the house, if there's three families or four families, they don't have a place to park, so they're parking on their front lawns. So the community doesn't look the way I would hope it would look and has always looked in the past. So I'm concerned, and I just don't know what the laws are or what, you know, what's on the books about.
So thank you for doing this up. This project itself and Mr. Lasker have been dealing with quite a lot in the past year. So this office has also been very, very active. Mr. Lasker, maybe you can give a...
Yes, so just, no, so our code is very clear. You're not a renter. We don't have a renter code that demands somebody who rents out a house for more than 30 days. We do not allow short-term rental in our village. Long-term rental, we do allow. We do not have a renter registration. However, our code is very clear. It's single-family houses, not multi-family houses. However, we're not the police also. So... we have about 1,100 homes in the village, and we don't know everything. We do have a code enforcer, we have a building inspector, and they do a great job. We have a great clerk that takes the complaints and forwards them to the right departments. So if there is an issue and there is an address that you have a concern about, all you have to do is contact Village Hall via email or via phone, and via email may be better if you take a picture of what your concerns are, and we will deal with it. I know for a fact that I can't share the details, but I know that our building department has issued violations in the last couple months for a house that had more than a single family, and we do take it very, very serious. If a complaint comes in and we have proof and we can deal with it, we will do what we can in order to keep the safety and the beauty of our village, absolutely. But we don't know the addresses. We can't start policing. I don't think it's allowed to start discriminating, you know, this house versus that house. Oh, I think because the car is parked this way versus that way. So I believe if you have a concern on an address, you give it to our building department, our code enforcer, Jenna will give you the information, and they will go out. Now, they won't see it maybe on day one. They'll go out on day two, day three. They'll take evidence, and if there's enough evidence, we will deal with that, whatever has to be done. But we do take your concern very seriously.
Now, this is the opportunity, myself and Mr. Lasker, thank Mr. Nugent's firm, who
is
associate, Mr. Poblaka, who has been dealing with this in courts, and he's doing a great job, and please send him our thanks. You know, it's not an easy thing, and we thank him.
Any other concerns?
No.
And again, we're not asking, and we're not telling you to go on the property.
Just don't get
tell us
what
you saw. If you can send us a picture, that would be highly appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
Our attorney, Mr. Poblaka, takes care of it.
Okay, thank you.
No, it has to go through first the building department. He advises the building department how to deal with such complaints.
Okay, I'll make a motion to close public hearing.
Hold on. Sorry. Sorry, I didn't realize it was both of them.
Thank you. My name is Eleanor Silver. I have been a resident for 43 years in the village, and I have also asked Jenna for the bylaws, which I have read diligently. I am very active in my synagogue, which is a conservative synagogue. I'm on the board of trustees, and I'm the fiscal president. So I'm very well aware of meetings and things. First of all, I know that our neighborhood is zoned for one for single family homes and not rentals, at least since I've been living in the village. And I'm really upset about that the property is not being maintained properly on these homes. I actually have addresses. I have given them to Jenna, and it's nothing has happened.
Like what type of issues?
Cars parked on lawns, grass not mowed.
So grass not mowed is something that we try to deal with. It's a hard issue because. But it's not you can go and arrest somebody for not cutting their grass. And issue a violation, by the time you end up, you have to give them a few weeks' notice, and then they can rectify it. If they rectify it within a month or so, you can't go to court on that. So grass is an issue every summer, and we try. I think Bill has been sending out letters to different addresses. If he gets those addresses, he takes pictures. I know Jenna herself has been dealing with Billy, told me. And some of them have cut their grass recently.
Some did this
some
weekend.
Did. So it's a matter of, just have to
But the that. Thing is, these people who are renting, it's not their responsibility. It would be the owner.
We don't send to the renters, we send to the owner.
So you send to
the bill goes, everything goes to the owner. Our village is not, we allow renting a house. We cannot, the bylaws of the village never disallowed renting out a house. Not to multifamily, but to single family, yes. You're allowed to rent out your whole house to someone else.
Right, but this particular house, and I've spoken with Jenna on numerous occasions, is not a single family home.
So she?
It is a multifamily home. Also, I did go to the police and report a couple of months ago about the number of cars that are parked on the street, and we have rules that there is prohibited overnight parking. And there are, at any one night, 6 to 7 cars on traffic.
So I think the parking, I think the house you're talking about, I think PD was there a few times already, had a store PD. Mm-hmm. They issued tickets, they made them remove cars in different ways. I think they parked them now on the grass, the one you're calling me.
Right, which is not very...
Correct. I believe our building department is dealing with that particular issue, house. It's not, you're not the only one complaining about that one. It's been an issue lingering. The problem is that we deal with one violation, they fix it, but then there's a different violation, then again, I believe our building inspector is dealing with it. It's a matter of patience and time, and we will get to positive results, hopefully. The cars on the road, if they're parked, that's a police department issue. If you see it, you call Hazestore PD. They do send out every time a complaint comes in. They will make sure PD will come out and issue a ticket or whatever it is. The winter, it's much easier because in the winter, once it passes midnight, they can issue a ticket. In the summer, it's from 2 to 6 a.m., so it's a different time frame. So it's a different shift. It's a bit harder. But again, if you call PD, they will come out. Person will get one ticket, two tickets, three tickets. I've seen it recently on the same road you mentioned, closer to Tamarack. A car parks on one side, a car parks on the other side, and it gets a little bit, it's not tight, but it gets a little bit hard at night, especially when it's dark.
Yes.
I'm not the policeman.
Right.
So we
do encourage you, when you call the police, it does work.
It does work.
PD is extremely cooperative. They come and they issue tickets. So when you see it, please call them. They will come.
Trustee Lidl, you can test it. My police comes.
I can attest to that. I was just going to mention something. I left my car by one evening. I left it out. One of my children left it out on the street. And sure enough, there was a complaint made. The next morning, I had a ticket on my car. That was the last time that I got my car out on the street.
I'm sure that people that are lovely people. It's just that I think the owners really need to be very mindful of the laws that we have in the village and to be respectful of them. The other question I had is, Canfield Road, there's a tremendous amount of potholes on Canfield Road. Is that a village or is that...
Where on Canfield?
Actually, on Canfield, from Chestnut up to Canfield Road.
Hold on, no. Quaker, you mean?
Quaker is the town of Haverstraw. They maintain that road.
Okay, so
whatever village road, you'll see much better maintenance because we are on
top of Quaker is very bad.
We have our village engineer goes out once a year. We mark every pothole. We make the town of Ramapo come and fix those potholes. We have a great program of paving roads that are in desperate need. Quaker is a town of Haverstraw Road, but I would suggest if you can, call them, because you're a town of Haverstraw resident, and keep calling them, because the more you're going to call, the faster they'll come next time.
If you can send Mr. Phillips to the office also pictures, it will work. Yeah.
Usually what happens is when you send a picture, and residents of Pomona have called me regarding the potholes, I actually go down myself. Okay. I ask them, but they never end up getting it. I end up going down myself. Any pothole complaint, I take photographs, and Jenna is my witness. Within a couple of days, it gets resolved. Okay. So,
but this is the town of
unfortunately, that was.
Are the roads in Pomona going to be paved now that we have completed all the work from Parmigianopoli?
So, to give you an update on that one, we were planning on fixing Tamarack. However, Andre Rockland just decided to do another section between Quaker and Arbor, and they're not done yet. So I had a conversation this morning with our engineer, and I asked him to reach out to Andre Rockland to see exactly if they finished everything. If they did not finish everything, we will have to, it's on our list for this year's repairs, now in June, July, but if they're going to still do openings of the road, we're going to have to push it off another year because it doesn't make sense for us to fix the road and they're going to reopen it.
Correct. Okay.
We are getting a credit, so hopefully all these road openings that they're doing, we will get credited back and not have to reopen and close the road. It will help the taxpayers keep the taxes lower because Andre Rockland is covering a nice chunk of the repavement of the roads they opened. So Tamarack is on the list this year. It may fall off depending if Orange and Rockland gives us the green light that they finished. If they didn't finish, we will have to wait another year. Quaker is not us.
Yes.
Quaker is Haverstraw.
Okay, I have another question about, I'm on Fox Hollow, I'm in the cul-de-sac, and one of the homes that's on, the address is on Trapper's Way, but the bushes, the properties on Fox Hollow, the bushes are overhanging onto the street. So who is responsible for that?
The homeowner, I believe.
Mr. Nugent, can you elaborate on this?
Yeah, that would take a good idea.
The homeowner.
The only reason I'm late in town, it's us, is because I think it's property from the town, and it's on the...
So when the homeowner does it, then there's an easement.
Right.
And, yeah, we don't have an easement.
Yeah, I mean, there are easements, but...
No, we don't have it over there.
We don't have it.
But again, this is the homeowner. You file a complaint, take a picture. The code officer will go out. I know he goes out every. Isn't he every day?
Yeah,
every day in our village, he goes around every single day. We have a very serious, a great guy, Bill Press. He's our fire inspector and our code enforcer. He's not young, but he does his job very sincere. Takes pictures, speaks to the people who put the complaint. He'll look at it. He will tell the building department to issue a violation, and normally this stuff gets resolved.
Okay. Only because, again, walking or, if, let's say, someone is on a scooter or on a bicycle.
No, we understand your concern.
Right.
But we're not, we don't go every day around. We have a code enforcer for that reason. He also doesn't know where to look. He drives around the whole village, but, you know, small things, he won't pay attention. So if he gets a complaint, he'll stop, take a picture,
Jenna speaks to daily.
Yeah.
She's very serious about it. And but just tell her the exact address location so he knows where to find it, and then we'll deal with it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And I hope you enjoy. I hope you enjoy being a resident of Pomona for more years. So
for at least 10 more years.
Except for more years to come.
20 more years.
Well,
for more
not
years.
Not 40. Not at my age.
Whatever age. Whatever that number is.
You're 41.
So we. Is there anything for executive session?
Okay, yes.
Hold on.
Yeah.
We just have to close the
again. I'm making a motion to close the public comment period.
Second that.
On okay. Favor.
All
right. Thank you very much.
I'll be here tomorrow. If you want to comment.
Personnel.
Legal and personnel.
Okay, so I'll make a motion. I'll make a motion to go to executive session to discuss legal matters and personnel matters.
Second that.
Second by Mr. Lastro.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we are now going to executive session.
I would like to invite for the first part of executive our village clerk for a minute.
Okay. So please, let's do that. We're going into closed session.
Yes.
Will we vote on anything when we come back?
No.
No?
Do you expect any votes?
I don't think so.
And if we do, we can say we may.
Okay. We're not expecting any votes.
If not, I'll go next month.
Okay.
It's fine.
Okay.
Not this month.
Fine.
Okay. So, thank you.
Yes.
Jenna, you want to put a...
Yeah.
Good night.
Good night. Feel good.
Good night. Good night.
Public session. Get a second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. If there's nothing else to mention, I will... we can move to adjourn the meeting. Have a second. Second by Mr. Greenberg. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passes. We close 9:17.